the Korean martyrs are very unique because it was not through missionaries that the faith came to Korea, but from a group of educated laymen who found the scriptures and Christian writings through their annual visit to Peking or Beijing. Because Korea at that time was very closed off to the world, and they did not permit any foreigners to come in. So these educated laymen brought the faith to Korea. And when the first priests or the first missionaries came, they found a community of about 4,000 believers. And they strengthened the faith of those believers who first found Christ and found the faith through the reading of those books and of those writings. But yet, persecution continued to come, and many people died for the faith. And among them was St. Andrew Kim, as well as at many of his companions. But my brothers and sisters, Christian martyrdom teaches us about love. The love of not oneself, but love of Christ. And a religion and a faith that is pure and that is founded in Christ. I think nowadays, we have allowed politics, we have allowed society, and we have allowed our personal opinions to come in and steal our joy, steal our faith, steal our hope, and destroy our charity for one another. So my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Korean martyrs today, I invite you and I challenge you to reflect upon your own self. How are you allowing your faith and my faith to be constant and pure, constant in how we pray, in how we worship, in how we stay humble, and how we choose prudence and temperance and all the virtues to be constant in Christ, as well as to be pure in spirit, instead of allowing politics or our ego, our will, our opinions, our liking, our desire to make our faith become mundane. Stay constant, stay pure, stay faithful to Christ, and follow the example of all the martyrs, dying to oneself so that Christ live in us. And if it lead us to our martyrdom, we will say yes, but we must die to ourselves each day so that He is our first, our last, our everything.